Okay, we will now do the sitting formal meditation. For those who are new, not familiar, I will give the instruction again. Oh, those new people are down there listening to the chanting. Never mind. Oh, there are one or two. Okay. The rest you can start your meditation straight away. So as usual, you need to understand clearly what is it that you are developing. Then from that understanding, you will know how to meditate. Okay. Meditation is about developing and retraining the mundane mind so that it can be peaceful, it can be silent and aware within. So the best training is to develop a skillful means to reverse the heedless thinking so that the hindrance will not be there. The skillful means I will use a combination of mind sweeping method combined with loving kindness method. Then after that, when we are already more peaceful and more calm, you will have to develop anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, using anapanasati to stabilize the mind so that this mind is always aware of the in and out breath. When you are able to do that, then this mindfulness spiritual faculty will develop. Then anapanasati will allow advantages because it's a very neutral object. The breathing is always in the moment. So when you are aware of the breathing, means the awareness, the mind and the breath move as one without thought, you will become very peaceful and very calm very easily. The moment you detect the thing, the breath and the mind move as one without thought. Let the mind move naturally following the breathing, means be with the breathing. Just like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware, breathing out, just aware. No need to do anything. Then as you train, you will know. Initially, if you are new, the mind will wander off. But when it wanders off, you bring it back. Patient. Not long, it will settle down. Okay, I will give you instruction on the mind sweeping method first. To develop this meditation, the body and mind must harmonize. To harmonize the body and mind, we need to relax the body and mind. Then you make sure you got a stable posture. The stable posture is very important. You make sure your backbone is straight. You are sitting in a very comfortable and conducive support. If you are not familiar with full lotus, you can do half lotus, no problem. If you got bodily posture problem, you can sit on a chair or on a bench, or you can lie down, it's up to you. Whatever posture that can allow you to meditate, to train the mind, you can use them. Then you silence your mind, close your eye, move your attention to your forehead. Then you feel, don't think, feel. If you can detect any tension, any stress within, or any tightness, you just mindfully relax them. Feel it, relax, 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 soothingly relax. Then you move your attention down to your eye muscle. Do the same, feel. Then relax into every strand of the eye muscle. Then you move down to your facial muscle. Do the same, feel, don't think, feel. And relax into it, all eye and facial muscle. Then we can develop another skillful means to help you to relax. You can also radiate a radiant smile facing a mirror. When you can radiate that radiant smile, there is joy in your heart. Because of that joy, it will bring about a relaxation automatically on your facial muscle. Then after that, you can make use of metta or loving kindness to develop inner well-being. Because the mind sweeping matter only deconditions the heedless thinking and make you more calm and more peaceful. But you have inner peace without inner well-being. So metta will bring about inner well-being. Then you can read it as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the entire body and mind peaceful and happy. Every cell of it, the well-being and happiness within. Then after that, you continue by radiating. May this body and mind of mine though be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May it too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be joy, and may there be peace deep within the heart. Then we can continue radiating this loving kindness to your loved ones. May my loved ones to be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all to be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can continue the same metta to all beings. May all beings within the entire of this monastery, the whole of Brinchang Town, the whole of Malaysia, the whole of beings within the solar system, then the Milky Way, then all beings throughout the entire existence. May they all to be well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their minds to be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can go back to your facial muscle, relax every part of it. Then you feel your neck relax. Then you feel your shoulder relax. Then back to from your shoulder, you move down to your hand. Feel, relax, then back to shoulder. Then you move it to your heart or chest area. You just silence your mind and feel. You detect any vibration or heartbeat, stay there for a while, if you are new especially. But if you can't, it's okay. You just silence your mind, then let you feel your forehead. You just feel your heart, then relax every part within the heart area, all the tense up muscle and all those things. Then after that, you move your attention down to your stomach, do the same, feel, relax, abdomen, feel, relax, buttock, feel, relax, then the leg, feel, relax. After you have done this, you can reverse the whole mind sweep method. Do the same. From the leg, feel, relax, buttock, feel, relax. Then after that, you move it up. Feel the abdomen, relax. Then you move it up to feel the stomach and relax again. Then you move it up to your heart or chest area. From there, you just silence everything. If you can detect any heartbeat or vibration, then stay there for a while. If you can't, you just relax body and mind. Then you sweep it up again. You feel the neck. You feel the shoulder. Back to hand, then back to shoulder. Then after that, you move it up to your facial muscle. Feel, relax. Then from facial muscle to your eye muscle. Then finally, your forehead. Feel and relax. By now, you should be more calm and more peaceful. So you need to stabilize your mindfulness. So you do anapanasati like what I explained earlier. Silence everything, feel in front of the nostril. When the mind detects this activity or movement, like breathing, you just allow the mind to be with it, at peace with it, flow with it, perfect harmony and synchrony. Then every time the mind wanders off, bring it back. Wanders off, bring it back. Expect the mind to wander off for many, many times if you are new. Then after a while, if you are able to get the anapanasati going, stabilized, which many of them had already got it, your mind will be very calm and very peaceful. The mindfulness of the in and out breath will bring about a type of peace they call piti. Piti is spiritual calmness, spiritual rapture. Then after piti, when you relax into it and continue to be mindful, you will develop the next one is sukha. Sukha is a spiritual bliss. Not easy to develop. But if you are patient, you know how to relax into it, it will arise. Then after sukha, it will go to pasati, the still mind, tranquility mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. This is our primary objective of meditation, to develop the mindfulness until it's very, very calm and very, very peaceful. Until the mindfulness is very silent and aware and very stable. Okay, I will let you train your mind this way. I will off the light, then you can meditate.